We are in the season of Jaren right now. It's a season of adulthood. Cooler weather begins. We're also in the season of the Vic Park Arts season. All of the month of April. It's their 8th year of holding events celebrating the arts. There are more than 45 this year, and they're occurring across 16 venues throughout the town. And the mayor of Victoria Park, Karen Vernon, is joining us to share what she's excited about this Vic Park arts season. Hi, Karen.
Good morning, Beck.
Karen, as the mayor of Victoria Park, you must have some kind of high-level say about what happens during this month. Why is the art season such an important part of Victoria Park as a city?
The town of Victoria Park has a wonderful arts and culture plan that's endorsed by council, and that's a part of our deep commitment to the arts and supporting our local creative communities. Art season, which is an annual event that fills the whole month of April, is something we've been doing now, as you mentioned. We're in our 8th year, but it's a unique opportunity for us to collaborate with both our creative community and our wider community. So certainly we could do a traditional local government arts event where we simply put on all of the particular projects and events within the art season, but instead of being essentially the deliverer of all of these different events for the community, we prefer to collaborate with the community and invite them to put forward projects that they would like to host and develop. And we have a arts grant program, and particularly every year it comes to council for grants to be given out for the purposes of arts season. So that helps us to deliver a unique, diverse and broad range of events that hopefully are suitable for everyone and someone finds something to do. So in that way, we're collaborating to support local artistic creatives to do what they do best. We're also providing a wonderful opportunity for everyone who lives in our community and indeed people further afield to come over to the town of Victoria Park and enjoy the best that we have to offer, because obviously audiences are what's important for art. And I think it creates a great feel in the town. So yeah, people really enjoy it.
You're welcoming people in. You have Sue Tempest painting a public mural at Vic Park Central. That's not just an opportunity for her to paint this mural, but you're inviting people to come along and learn how to paint murals and how to design murals, as well as helping to work on the finished product. So that kind of captures the whole local creatives, mentoring creatives, welcoming people in to appreciate their creativity. What are we going to see painted? What is the mural going to be, do you reckon?
Well, I think that's a huge secret. I mean, we're very fortunate to have some Sue Tempest public murals already in the town. And so she's been a regular visitor and has painted some amazing works that are really appreciated by everybody in our community. And they're in very iconic locations. So with regard to this particular mural painting, this is a little bit different, where she is going to be doing that mentoring and teaching of predominantly young people up to, I think, about 28, to work and learn how to do the mural painting. And then everyone's getting in on the action on the last 2 days of the April weekend, where the final mural that'll be available for everyone to enjoy is going to be painted, and I'm looking forward to rolling my sleeves up and getting a little bit of a paintbrush going and heading on down there myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to be trying anything out? Are you going to head down
Absolutely.
To Rookari, maybe do one of their workshops? They've got a series called Witchcraft, which is a play on words, you know, like witchcraft. They're offering monoprinting, bookbinding, sketchbooks, puppet making. A lot of these workshops sold out very quickly. There are wait lists for these. Did you manage to get in before the wait list closed?
Unfortunately, I didn't. And we're already at the halfway mark for art season. But thankfully, I've been able to get to some of the other events that are on. And one of those was actually held last night, which was the inaugural Vic Park Youth Arts Awards. So there's certainly been no shortage of things to see and do. And as you mentioned, with things like the Rookari series, that's about tapping into everybody's inner creative. So come along and actually learn a new skill or enhance the skills that you already have. Because who doesn't love a little opportunity, to actually become hands-on when it comes to art?
Do we have a winner for the Vic Park Youth Art Awards?
Well, there were a lot of winners because there were a good number of categories. So there were age categories as well as some open winners. And then there were some very specific categories for different types of mediums, such as textiles, as well as painting. And so I couldn't list all the winners to you because it would take too long. But the winners were announced for each of those categories in the Open Awards last night at the opening night of the exhibition. So the great thing, especially for all those people who live in our town, to see how talented our young people are, the exhibition of their work is now on until the 23rd of April every day at the Park Centre Shopping Centre in East Victoria Park. So when you go down there to do your shopping, you'll be able to see all the art on display. And of course, you can make a dedicated trip down there, and the Park Centre is open 7 days a week. So that's a great opportunity for our community to see that artwork. And when they're there, you can cast a vote for the People's Choice Award. And that lucky award winner will be announced on the last day of the exhibition, which is the 23rd of April, where there'll be a closing ceremony for the exhibition. So I was just delighted last night to go along, present a couple of awards, make a small speech to open the event, but to see how excited so many people in our community were, not just all the young people whose art was on display, but their parents and their families who came along too. It was a really joyous night.
Yeah, and I love that you can go to the shops and, you know, in amongst this, like, tribute to consumerism, we can find these amazing hints of future artists and future creatives that are coming through to make our city a better place.
And I'm glad that you said that, because young is the key. The first starting art category is five-year-olds, and they actually will really surprise you. They were outstanding. And so it's a real showcase up until teenagers' age. So every piece of artwork that was there was simply amazing. So we've got some really super talented people in our community, and I look forward to seeing what they'll go on to do in later life.
So if you're the sort of person that looks at something and goes, oh, my five-year-old could do that, then maybe you should get down to Vic Park Shopping Centre and check out the artwork done by actual five-year-olds. There is, of course, a website that people can head to. You can go to the Town of Victoria Park and check out the art season calendar. There's a whole month of events. I know we're halfway through, but there's still a fortnight to go, and so many cool things happening. There's some songwriting workshops. There's press flower. There's, look, honestly, so many things happening in Vic Park during April. So check out the website and see what still has spaces for you. Karen, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us on Art Beat today.